Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my
fire. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm glad you guys are using it to your advantage, because we built it just for you. We update it every day just for you with new things and that can help you with your small business, whatever's going on, what things you're excited about, things you're frightened about, or anywhere in between. And, of course, we got the other stuff, the stuff we've been putting up for 15 years that you can go back and use. A lot of it's evergreen. It's good stuff, always there and available to you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bruce Bartlett. Bruce is become a very prolific author, including The New American Economy, which is a couple of books ago. The new book is called The Benefit and the Burden, Tax Reform and Why We Need It. He and I don't always see eye to eye on that topic, and we're going to talk about that right now. Bruce, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bruce, in the previous segment, folks, gave us a little tour of this financial, or I should say this fiscal cliff that America may be going off of. Bruce, I heard the Simpson Bowles Act, Erskine Bowles and Alan Simpson on television the other day, and I heard, as you know, they did the Simpson Bowles recommendations.
Yes.
Yeah, to the commission, right, to the Obama administration. And Erskine Bowles says he was pretty convinced that our government was not going to get out of its own way and solve this problem. That he felt that we probably were going off the fiscal cliff January 1.
Well, if by that, I would agree if by that you mean that we're not going to solve the deal with the problem before January 1.
Right.
I think that's right. But I think what will happen is that very soon after January 1, they will do something retroactively to at least lessen the impact.
But in the meantime, Bruce, you've got millions of businesses trying to make a decision about their budgets for next year, not knowing what they're going to do. When is Congress going to realize that the world doesn't revolve around them? That's going to be a hard lesson for them, isn't it?
That's right, and it's coming home. The chickens are coming home to roost right now, especially with regard to government contractors, especially those in the defense area, because somebody suddenly realized the other day that if a company is going to have mass layoffs beginning January 1, they have to give notice to
right.
their employees 60 days
exactly.
before the layoff. And guess what? If you count 60 days back from January 1, you come to November 2.
5 days before the election.
exactly. And so this has created a great deal of panic, especially among the Republicans, I think. And
because if there's one thing we know, regardless of whose fault it is, Democrats are better at blaming Republicans effectively than Republicans are at blaming Democrats effectively.
Oh, I think maybe. I don't think that's been true for quite a long time.
Oh, I think so. In the blood sport of politics, Democrats are better. They have a better team than Republicans, I think.
Well, again, I think I have to disagree with you there.
So, okay, President Bartlett, how I've just installed you as the President of the United States. How would you fix this?
Well, the problem is that this is an election year, and whatever is done to fix it, the president can't do by himself. He has to get votes from Congress,
yeah.
And that's going to be exceedingly difficult because both sides think that their hand will be strengthened by the results of the election.
Right.
That is, though, they'll be in better position to negotiate after the election. They both can't be right. So I fear that there's really no realistic option other than to kick the can down the road, and I think the earliest we're going to get some action is in a lame duck session of Congress, and I'm not optimistic about that either.
Well, I agree with that part for sure. You know, isn't the real issue here, Bruce, that the Republican philosophy is, as you, and I think you used this term in a recent op-ed that you wrote in Financial Times, is to not to stop feeding the beast, to withhold revenue from the folks and grow revenue through economic performance, and not cut government down. And Democrats' approach is the Keynesian model. I think you also pointed that out, which is to spend money to motivate the economy. And each one of them was believe that they have their own constituencies that they have to be true to for those two philosophies. And if that's the case, isn't November 6th going to decide what America wants for its future more than any other election in my lifetime?
Unfortunately, I seriously doubt that, because all the polls show that the electorate is almost evenly divided, both at the presidential level and at the congressional level.
With those two philosophies.
Between the two parties, at any rate.
Yeah.
And that means it's highly unlikely that either party is going to get the kind of a mandate-type election that would allow one side or the other to be able to implement their philosophy. And so we're stuck. I fear that the future is going to be not unlike the recent past.
So you think that the country is so closely divided, so evenly divided, that there won't be any significant movement one way or the other. And so does that mean we're just driving down a one way road in the middle of the night with no lights on, the wrong way?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and wearing blinders too.
Yeah. Yeah. So all right, well, we'll take a quick break. Bruce, you want to give us a website?
Excuse me?
You got a website you want to give us?
Well, I mostly post things on my Facebook page. I accept all requests for friendship.
Which is what?
It's just search my name. It's Bruce, Facebook.com.
Bruce Bartlett.
Check that
out, folks. And that's with two T's on the end. Quick break. Right back with Bruce after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Oh, Lord, stuck in a low dive.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.